I'm very happy to be back with you after I had been on vacation for almost 2 weeks. Had a very nice visit with the friends I was with. However, the temperature was something else. The day I left, it was 96 degrees in Charlottesville, and I bet it was a 10,000% humidity. I was so happy to get back to this cold weather, which I like. We heard this in the second reading that was proclaimed. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. Be courageous. When I look back of all the education that I've had starting from first grade on, I really can't think of any bad teachers that I had. But I know that I had some very good teachers, and one of the ones I remember the most is the one I had in third and fourth grades, Sister James. Now, I don't know if she planned to do this, but you could get her off track, and sometimes I think she did it purposely, to teach us other things that I think that have remained with me. One of the things that she told us was a story that maybe you know as well, is Saints Perpetua and Felicity. These were two women who were martyred during the age of persecution. They and other Christians were gathered up, were put out into the Colosseum with all the pagans around them, and then they would let the lions go. Most of the people died by lions clawing them to death or biting them to death. But St. Perpetua lived for a while. She was totally bloody and so forth, as the legend goes. And then the gladiators would come out and finish them off. But the gladiator that came to her, his sword was shaking so much, she steadied it and said, "Now you have to do what you have to do," and held the sword while he pierced her. I think, could I have done that? No way. I would have been a coward. But she showed tremendous courage because she wanted to live the faith and strongly to the end. And she is truly an inspiration to Catholics, I hope, and Christians everywhere. Perhaps that's what St. Paul was getting at in the passage we heard today, where he says, don't be cowards, but be courageous people. We start today with the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. For the past three Sundays, we had passages taken from the first letter. This Sunday and the next three is going to be from the second letter. And it is the second letter, what we call the pastoral letters that St. Paul had written, 1st and 2nd Timothy, and then the letter to Titus. I like to see these letters as St. Paul kind of bearing his soul to the people to whom he addressed these letters. If you recall, if you were here about 2 months ago, I spent two Sundays looking at the sacrament of baptism because the elements were there of what St. Paul was teaching them. What is the sacrament of baptism and why it is significant? I'd like to see this passage as one of St. Paul teaching the significance of the sacrament of confirmation. Now, just bear with me. I'd like to just give you just something very quick about the sacrament of confirmation. In the early church, the sacraments of baptism and confirmation were really one. There was no distinction. When someone was baptized, they were confirmed immediately. The bishop was the one of the local community who would do that when the person was baptized. But as the number of Christians grew, the bishop had a more difficult time to be there for all the sacraments and celebrations. And so that's why priests came into existence to do the work of almost all the work of what a bishop would do. But the early church felt that that part of the sacrament of baptism, the prayer asking for the gift of the Spirit and his sevenfold gifts and the anointing, be kept for the bishop so that when he came, he would confer that on those who were baptized and asking to be confirmed. Two of the elements are found in our passage for today, and really the signs of the sacrament of confirmation. Praying the prayer of confirmation, or consecration, if you'd like to say. praying that the gift of the Holy Spirit will be given to those who are being confirmed. And then as the candidates approach the bishop imposes his hand, will trace the sign of the cross with chrism oil on the candidate's forehead. So what St. Paul had written there is being done even today when one is confirmed. Praying that people will be courageous and not to be cowardice. But a simple question I think can be asked of all of us. Are we always true to be living out our faith? Are we courageous? Now, I'm going to go out on a limb. Thank God it's just figuratively. If it was literally, I would never survive. I'm willing to say that each and every one of us at some point have been cowards, myself included. Have I been true in letting the gift of the Holy Spirit given in baptism and confirmation made me strong in living out the faith? Be courageous. I know I have failed and perhaps failed many times more than I'd like to admit. And I think all of us have. We can be cowards. We know what it means to be called a coward. We would want to be called courageous, like Saints Felicity and Perpetua. For those of you who are just a little bit older than me, because I don't remember this, I think it was done, but I don't remember. When you were confirmed, the bishop would give a tap on the cheek. That was the sign to be courageous. When Bishop Burke was transferred from the Diocese of La Crosse to the Archdiocese of St. Louis, we were told as deans, because I was dean of the Marshfield Deanery, that we would probably have to do the confirmation that year because they figured there would not be a bishop to do so. So in my two parishes, I told the congregation, I said, you as parents, if you want me to slap your child's cheek or slap it hard, I would be willing to do it, and how hard you want me to do it, but you're not going to hold me responsible. As a joke, I did that. I think some parents took me seriously, but sorry, I wasn't going to do it. But it was a nice symbol to say we have to be strong. When times are tough and when times your faith is put to the test, we need to be strong. So very simply it is this. Are we courageous or are we cowardice? Very obviously, St. Paul said to Timothy, be always courageous and let the Holy Spirit help you to be courageous and stand forth. God did not give the gift of the Spirit to be cowardice, but rather to be courageous and live the faith daily.